You are listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, my friends, another live broadcast. It's already Thursday, the 23rd of October, 2003, as we accelerate towards Samhain, or the high holy day for Satanists. You know it as Halloween. You celebrate it with pleasure. Just another one of the things that's hidden in plain view, like your Coca-Cola, which 60-something years ago was full of cocaine and has cocaine, coca leaf flavoring today, but you tell the average person that, they'll roll their eyes, or you tell them that the Exxon double cross is a deep Illuminati symbol, hence the word we've been double crossed, hearkening back to the treachery of the Knights Templars and then the Illuminati and the French Revolution. This show is about knowing the meanings of symbols, understanding history, knowing our government, our laws, and understanding ways to fight back against the tyranny of evil men. Again, it's Thursday, the 23rd of October, 2003. I'm Alex Jones, your host. The website's rinfowars.com. That's I-N-F-O-W-A-R-S.com, short for Information War, and prisonplanet.com, as we attempt to expose the architecture of the prison planet that is being built. We also have JonesReport.com and VirginUtah.com, as well as InfoWars.net. Well, the Terry Schiavo case has taken another turn. A couple days ago, the governor said put the feeding tube back in. Now, that was on Tuesday night. Then, in the dead of night, Michael Schiavo took his wife, and really, the guy should be arrested. If he lived in Utah, he would. He's already got another wife and several children, and she's pregnant again. But the wife he hasn't given treatment for 13 years, who's not in a vegetative state, was tortured for 7 days, not given water or food. Most people would die, but Terry's a fighter, didn't even shut her eyes. That is, she blinked them, opened and closed them, but she didn't go into a coma, as most people would do. And they wouldn't let the family, the mother, the father, the brother, see Terry. The Schindler family couldn't see their daughter. And now the Palm Beach Post is reporting that he, Michael Schiavo, has run off with her again. His crazy behavior is starting to finally attract the attention of the police. Schiavo taken from hospital. Clearwater, the husband of brain-damaged Terry Schiavo, spirited her away from a hospital late Wednesday, minutes before her parents and brother, who had been denied access all day, arrived to visit her. You see, he can move them around and then try to deny him visitation while she's, quote, settling in. But so I guess he's going to try to move her around for the 15 days until they pull the feeding tube again. I have no idea where she is, a bewildered Bob Schindler Jr. said minutes after Schiavo was taken by ambulance from the hospital. I just got a cell call an hour ago from my mom saying, get to the hospital. They're going to let us visit Terry. Now we don't know where she is. When we get back, I'll give you the latest details. There's more on this. Also, curtains ordered for media coverage of returning coffins. The government, and this is on InfoWars.com, is not allowing you to know the numbers of dead or see the bodies, see the coffins like they've always done. So we're behaving more like the old Soviet Union every day. Students fight e-voting system and say it's a fraud. More protests beginning nationwide against the electronic control grid take our right to vote away. Saboteurs attack California, Oregon transmission tower, environmentalist banker-funded trash. Al-Fayed challenges Duke to sue. And Doty Al Fayed, the father of the man who got Diana pregnant and both of them were murdered, is challenging the Duke to sue him for their claims they were murdered. We'll be right back.
Hey, folks, Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my most comprehensive documentary exposing the New World Order's orchestration of the September 11th attacks yet. In my new film, The Masters of Terror, we chronicle the globalist master plan for world domination. The Masters of Terror details how the elite are using manufactured terrorism to drive the world population into accepting tyranny. Witness in horror the execution of the September 11th attacks and the ensuing whitewash. The cashless society control grid, implantable microchips, mass mind control, militarization of police, concentration camps, foreign troops, passing on U.S. soil, the USA Patriot Act, Super Big Brother Total Information Awareness Network, and much, much more. It is absolutely vital that everyone see the Masters of Terror. Only by exposing the perpetrators of September 11th can we stop them from carrying out the next wave of attacks and destroying our constitutional republic. Order online now at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139.
Hey folks, Michael Trudeau here to tell you about the first ever half-price package sale at the ARC Institute. You'll get 25 big packets of ARC's most popular non-hybrid heirloom vegetable seeds, plus four of their most popular self-reliance books. Learn how to grow your own delicious veggies and build your ARC. Imagine green beans, carrots, peas, and cucumbers, tomatoes, cabbage, squash, herbs, and more. Then, harvest your seeds to grow year after year for old-time self-reliance. In Living Well on Wheat, learn how to cook, eat, and survive on the golden grain. Preserve your good food for years with the USDA Canning Guide. In Surviving a Bioterrorist Attack, you'll learn how to protect yourself and your family now from the attacks our government says are coming. Not if, but when. Normally selling for $140 plus shipping, get this whole package now for only $69 and shipping is free. At half price, supplies are limited. For credit card orders, call today 1-800-255-1912. That's 800-255-1912 or send a money order for $69 to the ARC Institute, P.O. Box 1227, Jacksonville, Oregon 97530.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Live from deep in the heart of Texas, I'm Alex Jones, your host. Thank you for joining us on this October 23rd, 2003 transmission against tyranny as we engage the capital ships of the New World Order at point-blank range in the InfoWar. Again, thank you for joining us for this transmission. Depending on where you listen on the globe, it may be the morning, it may be the middle of the night, it may be the middle of the day. Thank you for joining us. Big show, a lot of key news and info, and yes, I am lining up Larry Pratt, Aaron Zellman, a local gun dealer, Bob Dacey, and others tomorrow to spend at least 2 hours on the NRA, the state of the Second Amendment, in America today. So that's tomorrow. You'll definitely want to join us for the broadcast because I said I would do this expose, and we will be doing it tomorrow. Now, Shivo taken from hospital. Let me just read this Palm Beach Post article right now, and then I'll get into the latest Princess Diana murder information coming out. It's turning into quite a soap opera. But it's very important because it exposes the murdering nature of the globalist. I'll then get into some of the global news and a bunch of electronic voting news that's coming out. They cannot hide this story any longer of the fraud that the CIA is putting in through these touchscreen companies. And remember, all the stories here that we're going to be covering are on PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. So please stay with us. There's a poll here, and it says, should Governor Jeb Bush have intervened in the Schiavo case? Yes, 80% with 4,100 votes, and this article has only been up for about 10 hours, by the way. Already 4,100 people voting on it. 20% said no, the governor shouldn't. Those are the ignorant people, or those that love death. They'll probably end up in the same position as Terry someday because of their lack of understanding and vision of what human history means and what happens. So of a total of 5,140 votes, we have 1,040 who want a killer and 4,100 who are against it. And these stories, again, are on the websites. If you want to go vote yourself while this poll is still open. It was just a few minutes ago before I turned my computer off because I don't surf the Internet while I'm on air because it becomes a distraction. But you certainly can, so go knock yourselves out. Now, let me read this article, the latest chilling development here, at 11 minutes after the hour. Schiavo taken from hospital, Clearwater, the husband of brain-damaged Terry Schiavo, spirited her away from a hospital late Wednesday, minutes before her parents and brother, who had been denied access all day, arrived to visit her. This guy's really starting to show his cards to everybody. I have no idea where she is, a bewildered Bob Schindler Jr. said minutes after Schiavo was taken by ambulance from the hospital. I just got a call an hour ago from my mom saying, get to the hospital, they're going to let us visit Terry. Now we don't know where she is. Husband Michael Schiavo, still his wife's legal guardian, despite the fact that he has several children and has impregnated his second wife again. Again, they'd arrest him in Utah, but not in Florida. Husband Michael Schiavo, still his wife's legal guardian, whisked her away late Wednesday from Morton Plant Hospital, where she had been taken Tuesday to begin the process of reinserting a feeding tube that has been keeping her alive since 1990. And she's never been allowed physical therapy. Doctors and nurses have testified she can eat food. They're not allowed to brush her teeth, give her antibiotics, nothing. Can't shave her legs, can't walk, nothing. This woman gets nothing. Terry Schiavo was taken back to Woodside Hospice, which has been caring for her for several years. The 15-mile trip from the hospital included a long procession of police and emergency vehicles. It's a shell game, said Schindler family attorney Patricia Anderson outside the hospital. Terry is being used as though she is an object. It's an outrage. Quote, now listen to this. It's a calculated attempt to debilitate her physically, she said, but she has an iron will to live, so don't count her out. Yeah, 7 days without water. The average person will pass out within 3 days with no water. This is a healthy person. 4 days, they'll be in a coma. And most people die within 5 to 6 days. Now, I read some of the medical journals on this, researching this months ago, and having Bob Schindler, the father, and others on the show, and I talked to nurses and doctors. When somebody's been debilitated so long and denied care, sometimes it makes them more hardy in a way. It's like those high-altitude desert trees that are 1,500 years old in California that get a few drops of water a year and are so incredibly hardy. And I predicted that by the grace of God, the torture she's been through might actually be a buttress once they started taking the water from her, though I would imagine there's been some serious kidney damage, to say the least, after 7 days without water or food. I don't suggest you try even going 2 or 3 days without it, folks. You could die, okay? But again, it's a calculated attempt to debilitate her physically, she said, but she has an iron will to live, so don't count her out. Although Anderson said the family was denied visitation all day, brother Bob Schindler Jr. was even escorted out of the hospital Tuesday night. The family later went to the hospice and was allowed to see her. Her father, Bob Schindler Sr., said she was being fed through a tube and that she looked very tired. She looked like someone who'd had the flu, he said. He said she pulled away when he hugged her as though she didn't want to be bothered. The senior Schindler said the family would try to come back to visit her again today, but didn't know if they would be allowed back in. This woman's fully conscious, obviously having hallucinations. That's the number one thing you have when you don't have water. You know, the guys in the desert, you know, you've read the history of people in the desert start seeing pink elephants and mirages and you falling down and, you know, talking to their long-lost relatives. From descriptions, that's basically the point she's at. You try not having water for 7 days. She looked like someone who'd had the flu, he said. And it goes on, the senior Schindler said the family will try to come back to visit her today, but didn't know if they would be allowed back in. If I say something wrong here tonight, her husband will punish us, he said. Anderson, the Schindler's lawyer, said she had been in constant contact with the Tallahassee and was considering legal options that she would not specify. Why don't you try to get custody taken away from this monster, this pig, who's got another wife and other children, and tricked them a day after she mysteriously had broken bones and was suddenly paralyzed and only able to mumble. And he came to him and said, just sign right here. And the lawyer said this will streamline things and make the paperwork easier. Oh, sure, Michael. Well, whatever's good for her. And basically at that point he went, I am now in control. Removal order 3 times. During a 5-year legal fight, judges have 3 times ordered the feeding tube disconnected, and the Schindlers appeared to have exhausted their legal challenges when the Bush and legislature stepped in. The decision touched off celebrations among right-to-life groups and questions among legal experts. It was just an absolute trampling of her personal rights and dignity. Belos said Wednesday on NBC's Today, we believe the court, sooner or later, we hope sooner, will find this law to be unconstitutional. Oh, yeah, I got all this questionable stuff swirling around this. You got Michael Schiavo in court saying, I want this $1.3 million so I can be a nurse and take care of her for the rest of her life. As soon as she gets the money, you're not allowed to brush your teeth. Nobody can see her. When's the bleeper going to die? They've got doctors and nurses testifying this. This is sick, folks. This is sick. I mean, let's say you get a divorce and your wife or your husband's being mean to the children. You've got evidence. You should be able to go to court and take custody away from your wife or husband. But, Joe, you can't do that here. No, no. She's gonna stay in this guy's clutches when he could care less about her. They have doctors and nurses who treated her. Multiple doctors. Multiple nurses. Saying that woman was eating Jell-O and other foods and could have been rehabilitated. My grandmother had a stroke and had to be rehabilitated to be able to swallow. Okay, and she's lived about 10 years with that. And if she didn't have loving family, she'd be dead right now. Okay? My grandfather had a stroke about 4 years ago and couldn't swallow after that, would still try to eat and they tried to do the physical therapy, and he just basically stopped eating and just died. But nothing was denied him, and he just gave up the ghost, folks. And if it's natural, and if that's what happens, and that's what God wants. But, and you know, this is very common, okay? I've been reading the statistics. About 15% of us are going to have strokes and be paralyzed and not be able to swallow food. And then most of the time, if you get rehabilitation, you can start eating. And some people live 20, 30 years. My grandmother has a good life. A good life. Okay? She goes out on the front porch and watches the birds eat and the Tweety birds and the hummingbirds at the feeders and the deer and the rabbits. And she goes on trips. And if we had a sick family, she'd have been dead years ago. I don't remember how many years ago. 8, 10 years ago when that happened to her. My father drives to East Texas every weekend to see her. Every weekend to see her. And has told her she can move in with the family here in Austin because now my step-grandfather, my real grandfather, died of cancer in the early 80s from the cyanide-based stuff they would told him to put on the cows in the 60s to keep the flies off of them. He died from that, ate his lungs up, gave him cancer. Another loving thing the government authorized. But then I have a step-grandfather, and he's dying of lung cancer right now, so who knows what's going to happen with my grandmother, because he's the one that mainly takes care of her, but you know, we'll take care of her. We're not going to abandon our family. This is part of the sick culture of death. where we don't take care of our children or our parents. And it's going to come back on all of us. You don't take care of your parents, what type of morals are your children going to have? They're not going to take care of you, and the government's going to kill you. Think about it. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'd like to welcome Alan Glasser, a pharmacist from Mark's Plaza Pharmacy in Vancouver, Canada. Hi, Alan. Welcome to the program.
Thank you, Marvin.
Now, I understand that prescription drugs are far less expensive in Canada. Is that true?
Yes, Marvin, it's true. You can save 40% or more off the regular U.S. price.
What about drugs like Premarin and Lipitor? They're very common.
Those common drugs, you can save 50% off the regular U.S. price.
Now, what about Tamoxifen? I understand you can save 70% on Tamoxifen.
Tamoxifen, you can see a 75% savings against the regular U.S. price.
Now, are these brand-name products made by the same companies?
Yes, the same multinational U.S. corporation makes them in Canada and the U.S.
So to save money on prescription drugs in Canada, call the toll-free number for your information package.
To find out more, call toll-free 1-800-840-0686. That's 1-800-840-0686. Or go on the web at www.canshipdrugs.com.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
The Terry Schiavo Schindler case. Some people said, why are you spending so much time on this? Why is the network spending so much time on it? Well, we were spending time on it, at least on this show, months ago with the Schindler family. Okay, because it's a case point example, not just that she's a human being and deserves our defense, but this is going on by the thousands every year in this country. Again, Wesley Smith of the Wall Street Journal has listed hundreds of cases. We've had him on this show to just cover dozens of them, specifically people audibly saying, please, honey, can I have some water, and being killed, strapping people down who've got motor function over the top half of their body, who are in a lot better shape than Terry Schiavo. So understand that, and I was just thinking about our parents, how they changed our diapers, how they fed us, how they got us up in the middle of the night when we were crying, when we had fevers, how they loved us, how they carried us on their backs. And then we just cut our parents loose. We don't love our parents. We don't spend time with our parents. We don't honor our parents. You know, the Bible says you're going straight to hell. And you know what? That's common sense, because you've got to be an evil person to not take care of your children, to not take care of your kin, to not take care of your parents. And let me tell you something, you might as well tie a big old millstone around your neck and throw it into the deepest ocean, because that's what you deserve, and that's what you've already done to your own soul. You sickos out there that think 45 million abortions are good, you twisted freaks that think the state killing people and eugenics is cool, and you know who you are. You have already damned yourselves in this life. You've already helped create a system that's going to chew you up like a bunch of hamburger meat stuck in a meat grinder. I mean, this really threatens me. It makes me angry. What we'll do to the least of our people will end up happening to all of us. If you don't feel threatened by this, if it doesn't make the hair on the back of your neck stand up, something's wired wrong in your brain. I have no idea how we can turn our backs on our families, on our parents, on our children. Imagine what it's like for the Schindler family to watch the torture of their daughter for 13 years. Imagine this. We wouldn't do this to Al-Qaeda. We wouldn't. Joseph Mengele did stuff like this, but it's just all acceptable because the media and the culture say it's compassion. See, everything's about mislabeling the facts. All right, coming up, curtains ordered for media coverage of returning coffins in the Associated Press reports that, the troops aren't allowed, the dead troops, the media isn't allowed to know the numbers or to see the coffins when they come off the planes. Just national security, and the Bush administration admits, because it might hurt the war morale. So we're like the Soviet Union now, where they cover up the numbers of dead and cover up the dead bodies. Also, students fight e-voting firm. I tell you, a lot of folks are waking up to the electronic voting machine frauds. Saboteurs attack California, Oregon transmission towers. Yeah, terrorist attack, but nothing will happen to the terrorist because they're government terrorists, basically. Quest continues. Muhammad Al-Fayyad to sue U.S. for Diana info. And here's the New York Times. Al-Fayyad accuses Duke of Edinburgh of plotting to murder Diana. This is big news, folks. And it's all coming up after this quick break. But right now, let's go to Mike in Florida. Mike, thanks for holding. You're on the air. Hello, Mike. We got you there? I guess we don't. We're not taking calls right now. Okay. That's cool. We'll go back to calls then, maybe, in the next segment. Again, I know there's some callers there, but we'll try to get to you here in a second. 1-800-259-9231. 800-259-9231, and I'll find out what's going on during the break, I guess. And then we'll get into the whole Princess Diana situation. Also, they're trying to fearmonger again about smallpox and how we're going to be hit any minute by it. And a lot of these microbiologists that are involved in the development or treatment or detection of this are dropping dead all over the place. One of them, one of the Louisiana State University guys, top expert on some of this stuff, just died in a puddle of water. And Bush requests BBC smallpox drama. He wants that to fearmonger here in the U.S., that from the BBC. And yesterday a caller called in and said, I saw Pat Robertson endorse Arnold Schwarzenegger. And I found that even hard to believe. I know he's for forced abortion and infanticide, but I didn't know that he could get away with endorsing Arnold. Well, it turns out I've got the press release here where they did endorse Arnold. I want to thank the listener that emailed me this. Very interesting. Just to show you how twisted the so-called Christian conservative movement has gotten. So that's coming up as well. Big show on it for you. And we will get to Mike in Florida and others when we get back. 1-800-259-9231. 800-259-9231 on any of these issues. you'd like to discuss. And, yes, PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com are the websites. And I'm your host, Alex Jones, weekdays 11 to 2 and back from 9 to midnight. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hi, my name is Donald from thegoldenanswer.com. Everyone knows that they need to own gold and silver. You see the headlines every day. It's the only safe haven in these turbulent times. Many of you want to acquire gold, but you can't afford it. Thegoldenanswer.com is a private club, and our members acquire gold at 40 cents on the dollar. That's right, just 40 cents on the dollar. Our layaway leverage plan will help you stockpile real wealth. Now, obviously, there's a catch, but we believe in you. We believe in your desire to be secure. We believe in your desire to be free. Our plan is simple. Only our club members can open a layaway contract by putting down a 40% deposit. The balance is paid off by getting five other people into the club and to open a contract. We are the answer, the golden answer to securing your future in gold and silver bullion at 40 cents on the dollar. For more information, visit us at thegoldenanswer.com
or give us a call at 1-800-710-1090. That's 1-800-710-1090.
Oh my God! I can't believe I got these drugs prescribed for free and shipped overnight to my door without seeing a doctor.
Yes, it's true. For a limited time, our doctors are prescribing drugs for free. Our doctors are prescribing the most popular diet pills, muscle relaxers, sleeping pills, and Viagra. You heard it right. Free prescriptions over the phone for painkillers, migraine relief, anti-anxiety, allergy relief, and heartburn relief. The list goes on and on. Free prescriptions for hair loss, birth control, antidepressants, acne creams, and herpes medication. Did I mention free diet pills and Viagra prescriptions? This is a limited time offer. Our doctors will not be prescribing drugs over the phone for free and shipping them overnight to your door for much longer. If you don't call 1-800-615-7094 right now, you may miss out forever. To participate in this limited time offer and have your drugs prescribed over the phone for free, you need to call 1-800-615-7094 now. That's 1-800-615-7094 for drugs like Phentermine, Ambien, Fiorisset, Sama, Ultram, Viagra, and many more. Call 1-800-615-7094 now before it's too late. 1-800-615-7094 for free prescriptions.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCM Radio Network.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. Monday through Friday. We're about to go to Mike, Joe, Brock, Kevin, Scott, and others. Kevin's on a cell phone, so we'll go to him second. And then into the Princess Diana, the latest developments there, the global outlook with expanding the free trade group of the Americas, that going on in Atlanta and Miami right now. Bush finishing up his Asia-Pacific summit, trying to sell us out with police state measures and world ID cards. And more on the Terry Schiavo Schindler case, as well as Michael Schiavo drives her around basically in ambulances from place to place and tries to block the family from seeing her. Before we go back to the calls, I do want to announce something here on air. The last few months, I've been working on a new documentary, and I can now tell you the title. It's The Matrix of Evil. And it has Congressman Ron Paul, Congresswoman Cynthia McKinney, myself. It has Colonel Craig Roberts. It has Frank Morales. Colonel Craig Roberts is an expert on the New World Order, government-sponsored terror, what's happening with the Second Amendment, excerpts of a speech he gave in Kansas City with myself. Frank Morales, speech he gave at the Project Censor Awards for his analysis of the Patriot Act. He shared second place with myself. We tied with the votes. of the professors and students that studied our story. And he gets into the drug war, the police state, the end of Posse Comitatus, Homeland Security Control Grid. Cynthia McKinney talks about UN-run white slavery rings, 9/11, corporate corruption. We have a speech with Ron Paul he gave outside Austin, Texas at McKinney Ruffs. Excerpts of my speech there, my speech before the Austin City Council that was just amazing. People have universally said where they then passed a resolution against the Patriot Act. Excerpts of other speeches I gave, and then a lot of little news clips and government documents. It's a different type of documentary from what I've made in the past. It's just a compilation of different speeches and interviews we've done. And everybody separately, not even knowing each other, people that come from the classical left, the classical right, libertarians, Christian conservatives, military men, it all comes together that both parties are controlled. We have a world government. We've got to restrict the size of government. We've got to stand up for the Second Amendment. It's a little over 2 hours long. It is The Matrix of Evil. And we just got it up on Infowars.com at the shopping cart last night. It's just now getting put into the system with the operators at the 1-800 number, and you can also write to me. So it's $25.95, and you got the same deal with that video. You order three of any of my videos, including Matrix of Evil. Maybe you order Road to Tyranny, Police State 3, Matrix of Evil, and they all drop down to $20 a piece. That's a $5.95 discount on each video, so roughly an $18 discount. I guess to be accurate, a $17.85 discount. On the three-tape special, a $24 discount on the four-tape special, and so on. So go to Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. Get my book, get the new book, Order Out of Chaos, I published. It's incredible, about government-sponsored terror. Get The Matrix of Evil. You'll see the banner on Infowars.com. It says, they took the red pill. And it says, there's still hope if we wake enough people up. And you click on it, and you can go buy it online. Or you can call toll-free to get The Matrix of Evil. It's an amazing video at 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. And of course, your purchase also helps us with future productions and travel costs and upkeep of the website and my staff. So that's also a secondary reason to get the films. And you're authorized and encouraged for nonprofit, not for sale purposes to get the videos and make copies of them and get them out to opinion makers in your area. So 888-253-3139 or 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. An Order Out of Chaos, the new 300-plus page book, is $19.95. When you order one, get a second copy for only $11.95 and $8 savings to give to friends and family or neighbors to wake them up as well. So get that book. Great Christmas gifts. Great birthday presents. Let's talk to Mike in Florida. Mike, are you there now?
Yes, Alex, I'm here. This is Arnold Schwarzenegger, new governor of California. I've been listening to you for the last month or so talk bad about me, and I feel that it's only fair that I get to retort.
Ask me now, believe me later, I'll get your guns, open the border.
I don't understand why you pick on my father. I can't help who I was born to.
Well, why do you hang out with Kirk Waldheim and say, I don't care if he's a Nazi, I love him, I'm campaigning for him? That's a quote.
Kirk's a good guy. I don't understand. He was part of this hoaxacost. I don't see what everybody's big deal is about everything. Kurt is a good man. Maria and I love him very much.
Well, yeah, that's what you said before in 86 in the middle of the firestorm when you were campaigning for him for Austrian president after he'd been UN Secretary General. Well, what about you being photographed with him 2 years ago there with former top Nazis at the parliament? Arnold surrounded by all these Nazis, all these former colonels and people in the SS.
Oh, that was just a good old get-together of friends. We're old friends from Austria hanging out together. I don't see anything wrong with that.
Well, Pat Robertson did endorse you. I do have his quotes now here from the PR Newswire from about a month and a half ago during the middle of the election, and he was endorsed by Pat Robertson. I guess to be endorsed by the 700 Club, you need to be in hardcore gay porno mags, private collections of Robert Mapplethorpe, I guess in there with the wine glasses full of you-know-what and crucifix. And I guess you've got to say that you, quote, despise Christians in your best-selling book, Evolution of a Bodybuilder. I guess you've got to grope a lot of women and admit to it and be for open borders, gun control, and abortion on demand, state-sponsored and paid for. And you also have to be involved with Enron to, quote, fight the corruption of Enron. So what do you say to all that?
Well, Alex, I can't say that I haven't made some mistakes in my life. Who hasn't? When I was younger, you know, I was a little crazier.
What about 2 years ago, surrounded by all the Nazis?
Like I said, Alex, just a gathering of friends. I'm not a Nazi myself. The Simon Wiesenthal Center even says so.
Oh, well, they say everybody that isn't a Nazi is a Nazi. If you are a Nazi, you're in pretty good shape with these guys.
Alex, my pastor...
But I guess I'm anti-Semitic because I'm against Nazis. I mean, I'm trying to figure this out. Arnold, will you explain this to me?
Oh, I saw in the one video, Bohemian Grove, that you're inside the secret rules of the world, where you were accused of being anti-Semitic.
Well, yes, at the end of the film, they don't accuse me. They go, though Jones never says anything anti-Semitic, a lot of people who don't trust the media think that Jews run it. Does Alex think that? Very unusual, yes, we think the government's corrupt, and that's code, see? But of course, I go out and bullhorn and protest the Klan, but again, that's protesting the Klan is secretly a Nazi activity now. But being a vowed Nazi who says, I quote, admire Hitler and want to be worshipped at Nuremberg, that's a sign that you're pro-Jewish.
Well, let me address one other thing, Alex, when you talk about...
Well, no, let's address you saying in Rolling Stone, let's address you saying in other publications that you wanted to be worshipped at Nuremberg like Hitler and that you admired Hitler. Can you address that?
I can address, Alex, that I have aspirations of being... great man, not like Hitler, but with the power that he wielded, much like Napoleon. I want to be a leader, a world-renowned leader.
Well, that's what you said before, too, but I mean, Napoleon wasn't very nice.
Well, Alex, they did some bad things, but they were great, great big leaders, and I have aspirations to be in the White House in 2008 after my good buddy Orrin Hatch gets done repealing your amendments.
Okay, well, good to hear from you. Thank you for the call. Let's talk to Joe in Idaho. No, we're going to Kevin next, then we'll go to Joe. Kevin in Texas. Go ahead, Kevin.
Hey, Alex. Oh, you kind of stole my thunder about your new movie. I watched parts of it last night, and I think you finally got the tool that's going to wake up people on the left and wake up people on the right, because
now, for those that don't know, Kevin sells my videos at gun shows, so we dropped by the office yesterday. I wasn't there at the time, and he watched as we were finishing the film last night. And then you got a chance to see some of it. What'd you think?
Oh, man, the stuff with Cynthia McKinney and being woven in with the Berkeley protester. I can't remember his name, but he's a famous one. That stuff's fantastic. I can't believe what would have happened if Bobby Kennedy had not been gunned down. That's something I never thought of, and of course they had to kill MLK and RFK, of course they had to, but world would have been a different place for sure. But
well, and then we have Ron Paul talking about world government, admitting that Washington is run by those that, quote, want global governance. We've got him saying we're going to have a world depression, that the neocons want a Machiavellian tyranny. We've got Ron Paul talking about how the Republicans are for big government, as well as the Democrats, and that they're all in one party. We've got Frank Morales talking about the police state, myself, the city council, myself getting the Project Censored Award. My best speeches. I mean, I've been giving my best speeches ever lately. There's three of my speeches in there, excerpts, the best parts. There's a Ron Paul speech, Cynthia McKinney, then an interview with her, Frank Morales, his speech, news clips. It's a great video. How much did you get a chance to watch?
Quite a bit. You know, I brought that extra footage up there from your little confrontation with the Justice Department weasel, so I watched quite a bit of it. This might be the thing that finally breaks down everybody's barriers and the polarization and gets everyone to really figure out that, you know, they're all in it together. I think this is going to be a great video.
Now, Kevin, you called me last night to tell me about what you thought of the video, but I knew you were going to call today, but you mentioned at College Station, A&M, there is panic. There are thousands crying. The mourning is incredible. A mascot has died, but they could care less about the troops and all the things that are happening.
Yeah, they had the. I think this is Reveille number 6, the Collie, but I think the last one died about 98 or 99, and over 3,000 people turned out for the funeral. It had they closed down the roads, the police escorts. The other day, professors were crying, and I understand if you lose your pet, you're upset, but this isn't their pet. It's a symbol. you know, a symbol of what I don't know, but the rest of the world's spinning around them, and they're at CIA Central. Apparently, they're concentrating on the death of a collie. So,
well, yeah, they've got the Homeland Security command bunker to be run out of there, and it's a brainwashing facility for neocon phony conservatism. I'm not attacking A&M alumni, folks. We got troops breathing.
They should be attacking their own university right now. They should be stepping up and saying, "What are you doing to my university, my seat of higher learning?" You know,
is that where you went to school, Kevin?
Oh no. But
I know we've got a lot of listeners who are at A&M who went there, who have contacted us, who are mad about this, saying that the troops are breathing depleted uranium. Terry Schiavo is being tortured to death. There's been 45 million abortions, and all this is cops are getting killed, and 3,000 people show up the last time the dog dies, and there's crying going on at the campus in the newspaper. It's the top story, and I mean, it just shows the mental illness. It's like Caligula in Rome marrying his horse and kicking everyone out of the Senate.
Alex, my university was Southwest Texas State University, the home of LBJ. They've always had a pretty big criminal justice department there, but after 9/11, they've got a $100 million federal grant.
Yeah, the new focus is going to be training for Homeland Security. That'll be the only job you can get, is being a goon.
They're getting a 300-acre development out near the old airport. It's a cooperative joint effort with the DEA, ATF, local law enforcement, and WAC and HUD. So, at the university level, they'll be training goons at Southwest.
And they're going to need people to fill all these new prisons, so they're making lots of new laws to catch all of us for petty things.
You've been behind a cop here in Austin lately, whether he's a trooper or a city police, or seen the buses that drive around with billboards. We're hiring. Want to be a cop? You know, no one else in Austin is hiring. There are no jobs here, but they're loading up on law enforcement.
Government's growing at record levels.
Hey,
the Fortune 500 have gotten more wealthy than ever, but the general public's getting poor. It's crony capitalism. It's not free market.
No. I've got some Tico Times I'll bring by you to the show. You've got to see these. The press in Costa Rica works. They just don't have any weapons to do anything about anything, but you'll be amazed to see these articles. But I wanted to make a plug. You know, tomorrow is UN Day, and we're going to celebrate it south of the Capitol at 11th and Congress at 6 p.m., and we're going to celebrate it the way we like to.
Who's putting that on?
I believe it may be some of the Truth Seekers people and people that put on the McKinney Ruffs, Ron Paul, and you and John Spatler.
I wonder why I wasn't contacted for that.
I'm contacting you right now.
Many times I've gone out and sliced up UN flags, burned UN flags, and that's 6 p.m. I'll be there. I'd like to be a speaker at that event.
Sure. Anyone in the Central Texas area, if you want to come from farther, come on. It's,
you know what? We need to go down to the Big Baptist Church where they have a UN worship session. I forgot that every October 24th is UN Slave Day.
Well, people come down and take the 11th and 12th Street exit, and it's right there at the south entrance to the Capitol. And, provocateurs are welcome. We open you with a welcome arm. It's not too late to join. You know,
no, they never do that to us anymore. Hey, thanks, Kevin. Thanks for the call. I appreciate it, buddy. Take care. Let's talk to Joe in Idaho. Joe, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Good morning, Alex. I just wanted to bring up Schiavo there. I just wanted to tell you one thing. Let's not drop the ball on Terry here. Don't feel bad about how much you're broadcasting on Terry's situation.
No, I don't feel bad. I'm talking about the people that email me, the minority, going, "Why are you talking so much about this?
Yeah,
what about Israel? They're about to nuke Iran."
Yeah. Well, one thing that always happens with the Patriot movement is they win a little battle, then everybody backs up and go home. This is not one of those. We should just keep moving forward and moving forward, because there's people behind Terry that are lined up for the same kind of treatment. And if we don't shove this steamroller all the way back to the water that it crawled out of, then, we're just going to go around this one and go to the next one. And the other thing I wanted to point out, too, is Michael, her husband, if I read the article correctly, he has a job working at the hospital that she went to. Have you read that?
That is true. The guy is something else.
Yeah, and so I have my question about what happened to Terry in the beginning. But if he's a nurse or something to that effect, let's say he's got Terry out wandering all over the country, and just strangely something else happens to her and she dies or something, how are we going to detect if she wasn't injected with something and stopped her heart or something to this effect? I mean, what's going to take place here? We need to get Terry, everybody, we need to keep continuing to beat this drum. This is, you know, I called in a month or so ago and I kind of chewed on you a little bit about people here at home that need help here at home. And this is one of those people, and we need to keep moving forward.
But are you saying I haven't covered this enough?
Oh, no, sir. That's not what I'm saying.
I had the Schindlers on months ago.
Yeah, no, I'm saying you're doing a fine job with this. All I'm saying is now is not the time to back off. This woman still needs everybody's help or their support, the phone calls, the emails, everything until we get Terry, if nothing less,
right,
back to her parents so her parents can do something
for her
and get away from this man.
It's also a precedent-setting case. Thanks for the call, Joe.
Yep.
And, yeah, I mean, look, they're setting precedents here. And this is going on all over the country right now. Okay, we've got to create a movement that is aggressive, in their face, saying, no, you're not going to kill people that aren't in a vegetative state. And you're not going to kill vegetables either, folks. All right, we'll come back and talk to Brock in British Columbia, Scott in Michigan, and others. Toll-free number to join us on air, 1-800-259-9231. And you heard Kevin talking about how powerful the matrix of evil is. This baby is done now, and you need to have it. 2 hours long, incredible speeches, analysis, interviews, clips, news articles. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Get the new Berkey battery adapter, an inexpensive yet long-term backup power supply for your Berkey Light LED system. The Berkey's LED lamps are unique because, incredibly, they have an average life of over 11 years of continuous use and are so bright they can be spotted for more than a mile in the dark, yet require very little energy. That's why this revolutionary new technology is a bit expensive. But it's worth every penny because the low-energy LEDs are able to provide light all night long for over 2 weeks on a single set of 4 AA alkaline batteries. That's right. Incredibly, your emergency light will operate every night for over 2 weeks for the price of 4 small AA batteries. Be prepared for unexpected emergencies and get the Berkey battery adapter, complete with on-off switch for only $10 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Alex Jones here announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Oh my God! I can't believe I got these drugs prescribed for free and shipped overnight to my door without seeing a doctor.
Yes, it's true. For a limited time, our doctors are prescribing drugs for free. Our doctors are prescribing the most popular diet pills, muscle relaxers, sleeping pills, and Viagra. You heard it right. Free prescriptions over the phone for painkillers, migraine relief, anti-anxiety, allergy relief, and heartburn relief. The list goes on and on. Free prescriptions for hair loss, birth control, antidepressants, acne creams, and herpes medication. Did I mention free diet pills and Viagra prescriptions? This is a limited time offer. Our doctors will not be prescribing drugs over the phone for free and shipping them overnight to your door for much longer. If you don't call 1-800-615-7094 right now, you may miss out forever. To participate in this limited time offer and have your drugs prescribed over the phone for free, you need to call 1-800-615-7094 now. That's 1-800-615-7094 for drugs like Phentermine, Ambien, Fiorasit, Sama, Ultram, Viagra, and many more. Call 1-800-615-7094 now before it's too late. 1-800-615-7094 for free prescriptions.
Final segment in the shower. Let's go straight back to the calls on this Thursday transmission. Then I am going to get, if we take this next bank of calls, early in the next hour into more on Terry, more on Princess Diana, how the partial birth abortion ban did not ban partial birth abortion. I want to get your take on that. Right now, let's go back to the calls. Let's talk to Brock in British Columbia. Brock, you're on the air. Welcome.
Thank you, Alex. I would like to hope that the public pressure certainly did a good job with Terry Schiavo. I would like to see it continue and get that low-life bottom feeder Michael in jail, that if the people put enough pressure on Jeb Bush to expose this creep and get him thrown in jail.
I'd like to see 2 years ago in Kansas City, the VA was caught, multiple people died, strapped down, World War II, Korean War vets, the flies and rats were on them, rats were eating them. This is in the Associated Press, folks, Kansas City Star. The flies would crawl up their nose, lay eggs in the sinus, the maggots would eat their brains. This is in the news. So this is going on all over. They want to just get rid of the old and infirm, and it's happening.
And
see all of these people go to jail. This should be illegal. It is illegal. But again, the medical system with the bioethics boards are self-regulating and trying to legalize this.
Well, you know, this is exactly what Hitler did, Schwarzenegger's buddy. You know, I can remember him saying, well, we have the ideal situation, you know, for the old people. You know, we just exterminate them. And this is Nazism all over, our health boards and what have you. And this is, this is Schwarzenegger's buddy. This is what Hitler did.
Watch it. You're going to get listed by the ADL as an anti-Semite if you talk about Schwarzenegger or his buddies.
Yeah, bring them on. I'm trembling in my boots.
Don't talk bad about Nazis, buddy.
Yeah, you know, isn't that something that the ADL, the Simon Wiesenthal Center, love Nazis? I mean, what kind of twisted, crazy, backwards world this is?
Well, the government loves Margaret Sanger, who gave awards to Hitler and took awards from him, and she's called a great liberal. See, real tyranny is protected, and they use horrible labels on good people. It's not working anymore. Thanks for the call, Brock. Good to hear from you. Scott in Michigan. Go ahead, Scott.
Yes, Alex. I'm on a cell, so I'm going to make this quick. I've been holding a while. Anyway, I want to thank you, but ultimately we got to give all the praise and glory to God. Anyway, I called Pat Robertson the other night, and they said that, well, they covered it, and the next day they had a clip on it. May have lasted a minute, if that. Whatever it was.
Talking about Terry's case.
Yes, sir. And anyway, I was listening to James Dobson the other night, and he did a tremendous job, and he had a Janet Folger on, Jolly or Johnny Erickson Tata. She wrote a book, Johnny and Friends, or Jolly and Friends, something. I didn't catch
anything. Okay, and what did that say?
And then there was another guest. Well, they were very good. And I called them up, and I informed them your website. I didn't know your email address. I'd like to call them back, or maybe you could, or have someone in your office, as it were, call
okay,
them.
Okay, call them, okay.
Okay, their number is 800.
Well, sir, I don't want to give out other talk shows' numbers here on the air.
Okay, Alex. Anyway, may I give their website, though?
Whose website?
James Dobson.
Okay, you mean they're covering the Terry case?
Yes, and they did a really good job. But oh,
okay, sure. Give out another talk show's website. That's a good idea.
Okay, James Dobson. It's Focus on the Family. His website is family.org.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Family.org.
Okay, sir. Again, it's kind of a rule in talk radio that we don't just endlessly promote other talk shows, but I'm glad that James Dobson is out there fighting this. That's great. And I'm glad, but Pat Robertson isn't really doing that, is he?
No, and there's one more website. It's citizenlink.org. I informed them of you. I hope to get you in touch with them and inform them further.
All right. Thank you so much, Scott. Appreciate your work. We'll come back and talk to others and cover a bunch of news. Second hour straight ahead.
Black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal clear drinking water. Ideal for...